Bismillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. The word nabr is used in reference to accentuation. How we consciously, or sometimes in English, subconsciously emphasize specific syllables in words to maintain a level of eloquence or to express a particular meaning with that word. As a shift in the emphasis of syllables may change meanings. In this series, inshallah, we'll be looking at three aspects of nabr in the Quran. Those pertaining to specific instructions, commands in the Quran, and those pertaining to stopping on letters with shadda for eloquence and to maintain meaning. And then lastly, phrases of combinations of words where emphasis is required so as to highlight the one word from the other. For the English speaking reciter, an idea of nabr in the English language that we do or that we naturally do. Consider the word photograph. Photograph. Three syllables, and naturally we slightly emphasize the first one, photograph, that is nabr. On the first, if you were to add the letters ER to this word, how would your emphasis change? It would be photographer, photographer. Not only do some of the vowel sounds shift or change, but we are also emphasizing the second syllable in this word now, photographer. And if you were to replace the ER with an IC, how would that then be expressed? Photographic. Photographic. You're emphasizing the third syllable in this particular case. Your nabr shifted. Your accentuation changed. Your emphasis on the syllables changed. And it would be rough or strange to the English-speaking ear if someone were to emphasize differently, incorrectly. You at least would consider it incorrect. So the same would be found at times in the Arabic language. If we were to look at a beautiful example of a meaning shift when the emphasis or accentuation changes, consider the word object. Object. We naturally emphasize the first syllable when we use this word in reference to an entity, an item, something, an object. However, if I emphasized and placed my nabr on the second syllable and I say object, this now becomes a verb. This is what you do when you oppose an idea or a statement. You object, object. Listen to the first one, object. And the second one, object, object. It's a shift that brings about a different meaning, and if done so unconsciously, will affect the overall meaning of the context in which the word appears. Likewise in the Quran, there are times when we emphasize particular, or we are encouraged to emphasize particular syllables to maintain a level of eloquence. And there are other times when we are encouraged and guided by specialized teachers to emphasize particular syllables to maintain a particular and intended meaning in the word, as opposed to a different meaning, which some would be causing by incorrect emphasis without even realizing it. And it's not something to panic about, something to worry about, something that you just need to be conscious of, and those with an Arabic background would be able to guide best. They firstly need to realize it themselves. But herewith, inshallah, over the next few months, we'll be addressing some basic places where commands are found in the Quran and they need to be expressed in a particular manner. And then also stopping on particular types of words, letters with shadda, how they are to be expressed for eloquence and to maintain meaning. And then lastly, the third in the series, inshallah, ahead, would be to address compounds of words and how to address them and emphasize correctly so that the words may be distinct from each other. May Allah guide the way ahead. Shukran, let me know what you think in the comments. Assalamu alaikum.